Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down all day, every day, like I always do, man, giving you a two-for-one deal live on Lush Radio Online, man. Shout out to Game Face, put your Game Face on. Shout out to Strictly Bun One, man. They got the hot collection that's just dropping soon. I'm about to get the exclusive on that. Shout out to all my people doing they one, too, you know what I'm saying? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building all day, every day. Today, we got Drez, your man Drez, live in the building from Black Sheep. You can get with this or you can get with that. You already know what it is. Engine. Yo, he's going to be live in the building. And we're going to have the CEO of IndieHipHop.net, man. They always doing interviews on all the exclusive people, the movers and the shakers on the internet. So it's going to be live in the building. Shout out to the Street Queens, the movement. Shout out to Exclusive Fashion and First. Shout out Consulting Guy, NSB Radio, National Street Buzz. Vintage Beats, Legion of Beats, you know, we live in the building, shutting it down all day, every day, man, on Blog Talk Radio. I'm about to go on the line in a few, man, and like I said, man, y'all got to go ahead and definitely call in at 347-826-7722. Man, definitely if you want to talk to Drez, he's definitely doing his thing, so y'all log on. It ain't no game, you know, we definitely shutting it down. We bringing back that old school for the people, for the new school, giving y'all education on what it really is, man. So I'm about to go ahead and go to the phone lines and definitely get it in. Yo, what it do? This Funk Worm.
What's up, Lush? What it is?
What's up, Funk Worm? You know, when the funk hits the fan, baby, we in the building. What's up?
I'm chilling. How's the show going so far?
Yo, it's all love. We're feeling blessed out here, man. You know, Lushy Lush got to give you that Lushy Lush welcome. Let's get it in.
Oh, man. Oh.
What it is, man.
I feel so special. I feel love. What's good?
Yeah, what's going on over there in the background?
Man, not much. You know me, just working, trying to turn the music down and everything.
What's happening?
Tell me what's the good word, Lush.
Ain't nothing, Funk Worm. You know, we definitely, you know what I'm saying, we getting the interview in, you know, hard body. So, you know, I'm waiting for my man Drez from Black Sheep to come in. But we're going to go ahead and rock with the interview and get your interview on and pop, and let's get it in. So before we get into the nitty-gritty, man, go ahead and get your shout-out, man.
Man, yo, this Funk Worm, CEO of QuickBeats.net, the hottest beat site on the internet, and also CEO of IndieHipHop.net. I'm a producer, you know, trying to help independent artists everywhere. So, you know, get at me. You can reach me at IndieHipHop, IndieHipHop.net, or go to QuickBeats.net. All my info is there. And holler at me, you know.
That's what it is. And I want to send a shout-out to all y'all, man. Yo, he did a hot interview with me on there, so y'all got to check it out. I was laying down my law, you know what I'm saying, doing my nitty-gritty. So check it out. It's IndieHipHop.net, and this is on and pop. And he got the Mover and Shakers live on there, man. So if you're a Mover and Shaker, you want to get an exclusive interview, you need to holler at him, man, right now. You need to call in 347-826-7722. Funk Worm, man. Where you get the name Funk Worm from, man? You gave the funk to the people.
Man. They used to call me Worm, you know, back in the day. You know, I'm from the Shy. I had the Worm before actually Dennis Rodman came to my town and claimed it. So, you know, I was always doing funky music. Somebody said it to me, and it stuck, you know. I was like, okay, I like it. I'll roll with it. I tried to change it at one time, but everybody else knew me. So many people knew me by Funk Worm. I was like, well, I guess I'm married to it. So that's what it is, you know. It's Funk Worm. It's probably going to be on my tombstone.
That's what it is, man. Definitely, man. What got you into starting your own article site, just writing articles on and doing interviews with the movers and shakers of the industry, man?
Well, you know, it kind of came to me. I'm a producer. I was running this, I run quickbeats.net, which is a real hot beat site. I like to lease hip hop beats. And it's a popular site. And a lot of cats were taking the beats, doing some real hot stuff with them, sending them back to me and saying, look, and a lot of this stuff was real hot. And a lot of these customers or independent artists didn't have the knowledge of where to take the product after they had recorded it. They had no guidance or no information as to what to do. And pretty much most of these guys were under the illusion that the whole record industry still worked the way it worked, that you can get an 8x10 glossy, get your demo tape, demo CD, and get signed to the majors. But, you know, you and I know that climate is not like that anymore. So, I was like, well, you know, I would be doing a disservice to my customers if I just gave them this product without giving them a little knowledge of what I knew from working in the business for the last 15 years. So I said, and I'm not a blogger. I'm not even a writer. So I was like, well, I looked around, and there was no blog. There were a lot of hip-hop blogs, but mostly they was either gossip blogs or blogs that was just talking about celeb hip-hop artists. There was nothing really out there that gave industry information tailored to the independent hip hop artists. So I was like, well, you know, that's an open niche right there. Let me do that. And it's only been up 3 months ago, but the response has been overwhelming. You know, the emails and stuff I get, like, thank you for connecting me, and like profiling people like you was another important thing that I wanted to do. I want these independent artists to find people that will play them, that will spend them, that will, you know, to do it. The PR game that you got is like crazy. They need to know people like you on the ground that's doing the groundwork. And so that was another thing, you know, hooking up with you and Trip and a couple other cats, profiling them and saying, look, here's Lush. Here's her email. Here's this. You need to get with her. She'll help you get your name out there. And that became a labor of love. It was something I never really expected to like doing as much as I like, you know, at this point. But I'm kind of committed to it, and I'm in it. So that's pretty much how that evolved.
That's what it is. And like I said, people, once again, we're live with the CEO of IndieHipHop.com. He always interviews all the movers and shakers that are in the industry, man. He's definitely doing his one-two. I had an exclusive interview with him that he did on me and a couple of other people that are movers and shakers in the industry. And he watches your grind, you know, and definitely he highlights you on the best that you are. So you really need to get at him, you know, live that we on here, calling at 347-826-7722. And we're going to have, you know what I'm saying, your man, the one and only Dredge from Black Sheep. After I finish up this interview with your man, we're going to go on to that because it's definitely going down tonight. I'm giving you 2-for-1 special, man. You know how Mickey D's do it. We're getting it in, body. So Funk, man, I know there's some ups and the downs in the industry, man. What was your hardest adversity that you feel you had to face, man?
Well, the hardest adversity was really the change in the industry, you know. Being a producer, I was kind of used to getting – everything was great at one time. You know, the labels, the indies had money. It was a flourishing business. And you know, all of that can stop after a while, after the whole, the internet game changed everything. There's a lot of people, you know, will sit back and tell you everything feel gravy, track and blah, 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 but the reality of it is that it's happening, but not at the rate that it was happening anymore, that it used to happen. So I have to start thinking of myself as not just an independent contractor. I have to start thinking of myself as an entrepreneur, which is why I created the Quick Beats website and started expanding. I'm like, look, I got to become a business. I can't wait for somebody to shop beats for me, to place them with artists, you know, needing the middleman to control my destiny. So I started trying to think outside the box. And for a minute there, I didn't know what I was going to do. I knew I was talented. I knew I was dope. I'm like, well, it's not coming in like it used to come in. So I had to innovate, find other ways to do it. I started doing commercials. I started getting into jingles, the advertising business. I made connections to the Oprah show. I got a lot of the background, some of the background music you hear on the Oprah show, some of that is my material, licensing music, learning a lot. There's a lot of ways to make money in the music game. It's not just off of records. And that's another thing I try to teach people. Man, you can make tracks for Moesha, you know, background music for Moesha, TV shows. I mean, and it's cats getting cased doing that kind of thing. I mean, they're getting paid. You don't even know who they are, and they paid. So... That's what I'm trying to expand on and spread out to these to other people, that there's more than one way to skin a cat in this game.
That's the truth. You gotta be a multitasker in this game, seriously. Because I mean, seriously, you can't just live off of just, you know, making records. You gotta multitask.
That's right.
That situation, man. Seriously. You know, tell the people once again how they can, you know, get connected with you, man, because, like, for these artists, because I know a lot of young cats that really want to get beats, they don't know where to go to get beats, and, you know, a lot of people that really want to go and get, you know, get on and basically, you know, want to know where the movers and shakers are, man. Tell them where they can hit you up at, man.
I'm going to tell you. You can go... go to quickbeats.net, www.quickbeats.net. I swear, I kid you not. I mean, I'm not just saying this. And I'm not the only guy that does the beats. I got a crew of producers. We got the hottest beats online, anywhere. I've looked around. And they're affordable for independent artists. You can check me out there. My contact info is there. You can hit me up. I got a Gmail, funkworm1@gmail.com. Or you can get me at indiehiphop.net, www.indiehiphop.net. I don't profile artists. I've done it a couple of times, but most of my readers on indiehiphop.net are artists. So profiling artists, it doesn't really do anything good for you because my readership are not fans. I'm giving information for other artists. So having, you know, doing a profile artist, you're profiling artists, really not going to do anything to help expand what you're doing. I'm more kind of interested in interviewing people like yourself, Lush, radio DJs, heads of labels and stuff like that. So PR people, entertainment attorneys, those are the kind of people I interview for the site. So
giving that information to the people, man, because a lot of people don't know, and that's the good part about it. And the last thing I gotta ask you, Funk, if you could give these young cats any kind of information about getting in the game, what would it be?
Listen, I know you hear this a lot of times, but it's true. You gotta do it for the love of the music first. Don't go in for the money. I mean, love the art. If you love what you do, the money will come. You gotta trust that. Trust that. If you put the money before the love of what you do, you're not gonna have good music. You're not gonna be happy about what you're doing. If you find your passion, you find your niche, and find that thing that you will do, regardless of whether you was getting paid or not, that money will come. Because what you're doing won't feel like work. and that will fuel whatever it is you're doing. And you got to trust that. Trust your gut all the time. And that's real. That's real talk right there.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Funk One, stay on the line with us, okay? Because I'm going to bring in Drez, but I want to go and remind the people, you know what I'm saying, the Black Sheep, and get them some Black Sheep. And then when we come back from the song, we're going to bring Drez on the line, and we're going to get it in, and then we're going to answer some calls.
No doubt.
Stay on the line with us, because you might want to talk to Drez, so stay on the line with us, my dude.
For sure.
That's what it is. So we're going to take y'all back, man. You can get with this or you can get with that, man. Black Sheep. You already know, man. We got Drez going to be live in the building when we come back from the song. You already know. Funk Worm dropping y'all the jewels, man. IndieHipHop.net, man. Movers and Shakers, man, giving that information for the people.
This is Natalia. You're live on Lush Radio. It's called Down on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down like I always do, man. Y'all can call in at 347-826-7722. And you know I'm giving you that 2-for-1 special live in the building. We had your man Funk World, CEO of IndieHipHop.net, for the movers and shakers, man, giving that information that them indie hip-hop artists need, man. And we going to the line, man. We got to pull our man's rares from Black Sheep. I gave y'all some throwback so y'all can hear that. Yeah, can we get with this? Can we get with that? What's up, Dres? Dress? Hello? Caller from the 347 area.
Yo, yo, what's
yo.
Good?
What's up, Dress?
Yo, what's good?
Ain't nothing. What's popping with you, my dude?
Yeah, you know what it is. Getting it in, getting it in.
That's what it is, man. You always on the move, on the road, man. We got to give you that Lush Radio welcome, my dude. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Before we get down to the
nitty gritty,
Dres, man, go ahead and give your
shout outs,
man. Get them in, man.
Yo, you know, just want to stay true to hip hop. You feel me? It's been years we've been doing this shit on the road and shit, you know, just staying true to that indie shit. You feel me?
So Dres, man. What's poppin' with you, man? You know what I'm saying? Black Sheep, you know that's the all-time classic right there, my dude.
Yeah, yeah, you know, shit is live over in Europe right now, you know. Over in Europe, you know, doing our thing.
That's what it is. So yeah, I see you got, you know, a lot of tour dates, man. You performing all over the place, man. Where's some of the spots you gonna be at, man, for March?
Yeah, gonna be in Amsterdam, be in ATL. We in and out the country for real, you know, Japan, all them kind of places like that. You feel me?
That's what's up, Dres. So Dres, right now, you know what I'm saying, you doing a lot of different new products is coming out, man. You dropping a new album, man. What's popping? What's going on?
Yo, you know what it is, putting that work in.
That's what it is, man. So Dres, man, you and Long, are you guys still communicate and stuff like that? Still?
You know, it's a long story short, for real, you know. You know, some little differences here and there, you know what I'm saying? But everything's still good, and you know.
So are you doing, even though you're performing all over, are you doing some collabos with some artists now, right now?
Yeah, we're in the talks right now with a lot of cats. So we just in the studio, said over in Europe and shit like that, you know.
Wow, hold on one second. I don't know if that was Dres or that was somebody calling in faking like they was Dres. Is this Dres or somebody calling in faking like this Dres? Because that don't sound like Dres.
Yeah, it's Dres, you know what I mean? What's Dres?
That's not Dres. Yo, Carla, hold on, cause that don't even sound like Dres at all. Hold on, what's the call? I'm about to call him right now. Yo, that sounds like somebody was playing games real quick right there, man. We gonna go to a quick commercial and make sure that we had the real dreads on the line, and we're gonna come back, man.
Attention, music time. Attention, music time. Soon. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. So listen to Lushy Lush. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
Yo, I'm back in the building, man. That was not Judge. Judge was about to call in. I don't know who was calling, faking and stuff, acting like they were Judge, but that was not Judge. He's calling in a few minutes. So, y'all people, hold on. I knew it was something going on. Yo, who is this for real? For real. 347, who is this for real?
Yo, 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 this is Dredge, you feel me?
Hey, Dredge. Yo, what up, Reek, man? Stop playing, man. Stop playing, man. I know that ain't Dredge, man. What it do, man? Stop faking. Dredge is on the line now. He's on the call right now.
Just got back from Europe, you feel me?
All right, man. We're going to holler at you later, man. People was really playing games right now. Yo, 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 what up, Dredge?
Everything's good. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dredge, man. We had somebody calling in saying they was you, man.
Wow, that's hilarious, yo. Word, wow. I never had that one before.
Yo, we going to give Dredge a Lush Radio welcome, yo. Wow.
That's what's up. Love is love, no doubt. Hurry up. So what's the deal, man?
No, it was just hilarious because I'm sitting there and I'm talking to the person, and the person was like, yo, yeah, this is Dredge, man, and he's going all over Europe and stuff. And I'm like, huh?
Wow. Man.
Oh,
you know, man, it's some different days we living in, like, you know what I'm saying? It's a reality TV day where everybody want to grab a little 15 minutes. On the strip or whatever.
So Dredge, okay, everybody listening, this is the real Dredge from Black Sheep, okay? I played this or that, and I remember who I'm talking about. He is on the phone, okay? So Dredge, man, how you doing, man? I mean, I know you got some new projects and some tours, man. Tell us about that.
Well, essentially, you know what I'm saying, it's been a little minute since cats have seen me, you know what I'm saying. If you don't know me, my name is Dredge, D-R-E-S, from the group Black Sheep. And, you know what I'm saying, essentially, it's been a little minute for me, but I'm reintroducing myself for the project on my own label. The name of the album is called 8WM/Novocaine. I released last year on my own label called Bum Rush Records. You can find out a lot more about it at myspace.com/Black Sheep. And, essentially, you know, I've been shooting some videos out of my own pocket, and, right now I'm doing a tour called the Recession Special Tour. I'm doing about 30 cities the whole month of March. So definitely check the MySpace, see when I'm coming to your city. So not only can you peep some of the classics like Choice Is Yours, Flavor of the Month, Similac Child, Strobe Light Honey, to some of the new stuff that I got going on right now that, you know, I think at the end of the day people are really going to gravitate towards. And essentially I'm releasing a new project this summer. The new project is entitled From the Black Pool of Genius. And essentially where my head is at is like, you know, not trying to take away from nothing cats is doing, however I might feel about it. At the end of the day, I'm just trying to make sure that there's some options out there for the real heads to hear, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's not enough to say that, you know, cats are kind of being poisoned by the consumption of some of the things that might hit the airwaves today. I got to do something about it. It ain't about talking about what's out there. It's about me putting something out there that should be out there. So that's where my head is at. That's kind of why cats are going to be seeing me these days. I'm kind of coming back to kind of make a little difference in what's being presented to the hip-hop community.
what it is. That's what it is, Judge.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, Judge, you got some shout outs you want to give out, though, people?
To all my people, where?
Yeah, you want to do some shout outs?
So, where y'all at exactly?
No, I said you want to give some shout outs to your people. You just want to get some shout outs.
Oh, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Without question. I'm saying, I mean, to my dudes like Bean One, Vitamin D out in Seattle, my man Showbiz and DJ Premier back in New York, to my son Poppy, my man Strike out in Carolina right now. I mean, everybody's basically, you know, that's now with the home team and, you know, been holding their head for a little minute. We about to get right, you know what I'm saying? Been taking a long way around, but we definitely taking steady steps and, you know what I'm saying, everything we doing from this point forward. It's not about, you know, playing or, you know, the things that cash is into these days. We don't make records about what we wear. We don't make records about what we drive. And, you know, like, we definitely trying to take it a step up as far as who we are as individuals and even collectively. You know, it's about us doing something as a people and leaving some form of tradition as far as, you know, us moving forward and stepping up and having some form of, you know, some form of semblance to who we are, you know what I'm saying, to be able to, like, essentially get beyond some of the stereotypes of what hip-hop is, what an MC is. I'm not a rapper, and I don't do rap music. I'm an MC, and I rhyme, you know what I'm saying? And it's not even about rap music for me. It's about hip-hop, a movement, you know what I'm saying, as far as my chain of thought, how I think and how I feel about myself and my community. You know, I'm definitely trying to make a little difference as far as what cats are being, you know, spoon-fed, you know, and not to say that, you know, you might like what you're being spoon-fed. What I might have might not be for you, but there's plenty of cats out there looking for something different, and that's kind of what I'm looking for.
That's what it is, man. So Drez, man, how did you get affiliated with the Native Tongues Posse, which includes the Jungle Brothers, Tribe Conquest, and De La Soul, man?
Well, essentially, it was like kind of my dude, the kid that I started the group with. He kind of had met Cass back in the day when he was, you know, when he was really young through Red Alert. So, you know, years go by, you know, he had kind of established a relationship with them. Me and him was always cool. So when me and him kind of wound up getting together to do some music years later, he wound up introducing me to his, you know, people that was around him who happened to be the Natives. And that's how our relationship was forged, you know what I'm saying? Like, before we released the project, we was hanging out with these Cass clubs, you know what I'm saying, DJing records, you know, I mean, just running around New York, you know, basically working on our stuff, but establishing a friendship with these kids as well. And, you know, when we released, that was kind of the camp that we was coming out of. So, you know, that's how the affiliation started. At the same time, you know, we was a little bit different as far as, you know, our parents and maybe even our style musically a little bit, you know what I'm saying, structure-wise, what have you. Thus, you know what I'm saying, we kind of felt like we was the black sheep of the cats we was around, and, you know, we were kind of like the black sheep of the Native Tongues, so that's kind of how the name came about.
Okay, all right, that's what's up.
You know?
So, I had this quick question, because somebody kept asking me, this girl, this female kept asking me, she said, is Drez mixed or something, because he got some Indian-looking hair. What's up with that, Drez?
I'm black, I'm Puerto Rican.
Oh, okay, all right, that's where it comes from.
All right. That's what's up, no doubt. He's all the Spanish heads out in the world, you know what I'm saying? Word up. Hola.
Oh, man, that's what it is, man.
I'm glad we finally get a chance, you know what I'm saying, to do an interview. We've been trying to put it together for a little bit, you know. Both of us seem like we both kind of busy, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's what it's about. It's about making sure that we get, you know, the right things accomplished and, you know, and that people get an opportunity to hear some of the different things that are available to them. Like, you know, this new project I just released is available on iTunes, eMusic, Napster, wherever you buy music online, you can peep the new album as well. I'm stressing going by myspace.com/blacksheep. And, you know, you can hear some of the new stuff. I just did I'm on this J Period tribute to Tribe Called Quest, where I redid the jazz. I did something for Obama using The Choice Is Yours. You can peep the video on my MySpace. Yo, I'm really, really been staying really busy, sincerely, you know what I'm saying? Doing a bunch of stuff that I think is going to make a difference, you know?
That's what it is, man. So the whole Novocaine and the AWN, what does all of that stand for, man? Like, you know, what's the meaning behind that whole thing?
What I was saying is, like, these days, it's like cats breathe Novocaine. It's like everybody's kind of numb to everything, you know what I'm saying? If it's not on my agenda, then I'm really kind of numb to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody kind of got their own little thing going on that they're not feeling nobody else. And then I was just thinking of what an agenda for a black sheep could be. And this is where the fun part comes in. I was like, AWM, I guess an agenda would be women, with weed, with wine, with me. You know what I'm saying? AWs and 1M. You know, so just still being a black sheep, you know what I'm saying, having a little fun with it, but at the same time definitely getting my message across.
That's what's up. So the other thing that I was going to say to you was, Dredge, like, so you know with Black Sheep, it was you and Long, man. You know,
right.
And I, you know, so, I mean, what exactly happened? I know you guys were tight since when y'all came up. What exactly happened? I mean, was it, you know, exchange of words, or y'all just grew apart from each other? Y'all wanted to go separate ways? What happened?
I mean, initially I had a lot to do with, it was any one particular thing, you know what I'm saying? It was, because at the time when we came out, you know what I'm saying, we were dealing with a deal that wasn't to our advantage. At the same time, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of success starts breeding certain things in people's characteristics, where me and him probably wasn't as cool as we probably should have been. And then, you know, like everything combined, you know what I'm saying, was for me to kind of look at it and feel like I didn't really need to be standing there at this time. So I kind of stepped away from it. Me and him attempted to kind of put it together for the project I just released last year. But essentially, I think that his heart was somewhere else. He felt like, you know, I don't know. I don't even know if he's doing music these days, to be honest with you. I feel like, you know, he kind of felt like he wanted to be doing something else. And ultimately, you know what I'm saying, I respected that. That's your prerogative, you know. And so, he moved forward and, left me to hold it down. I guess it's all up.
Wow, you know what I'm saying. And, in 2008, the single The Choice Is Yours was ranked number 73 on VH1's 100.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? When I did the interview with them, First of all, they edited it up to make it seem like I'm talking about money, problems, and all that stuff. But when I did the interview with them, you know what I'm saying? It was number 9. When I see the thing, it's like 70-something. VH1 could kiss my ass, for real. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't really dig how they represent people, you know what I'm saying, or how they misrepresent people. And they basically, you know what I'm saying, like, this is my word, when I did the interview with them, ain't none of the stuff that they made, that they was talking about, ain't none of that stuff was even an issue in our discussion. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, they really taking stuff to try to make it look like, you know what I'm saying, something superficial or surreal. Like, you know, like, I don't really get down like that, you know what I'm saying? I don't really respect their VH1 hip hop honors and all of that. Like, at the end of the day, I'm very grateful that, you know, that such a list exists. That's peace, you know what I'm saying? But if you're gonna do it sincerely or don't do it. You know what I'm saying? And that's where they kinda get in it. They kinda, you know, looking at how they can, I mean, it's business, you know what I'm saying? It's business. It's definitely not about the hip hop community. It's more about ratings and where they feel like, you know what I'm saying, how they can most maximize what they doing business-wise. And you know what I'm saying? I can understand that at the same time, but it doesn't mean I want to be a part of it. And when you present something a certain way and you go behind somebody's back and alter it, that ain't really what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it's all love. I really, honestly, I don't mean to sound bitter. I definitely appreciate, you know, being 100th of, you know, of their version of that list, you know what I'm saying?
No, we're not saying to sound bitter, but, you know, some people might have wanted to hear your viewpoint on the situation. So, you know what I'm saying, you just, they hearing it from, like they say, the horse's mouth, they hearing it from you directly.
Like, at the end of the day, yeah, man, you don't do stuff like that. It's like I do it, like I'm doing an interview with you right now. You tape it, rearrange everything we talking about, and then play it next week, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't even reflective of our conversation. And it even winds up belittling some of the things that we're talking about. Like, when I did the interview, we talked about some real issues, you know what I'm saying? And then for them to really break it down to, like, you know, the shit that they was talking about, I really ain't appreciating, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, once again, that's hip-hop being kind of played, you know, for what they feel it's supposed to be. And you know, whatever, I could go on for 100 years.
So with that situation in regards to you talking about, do you feel that the media has a lot to play in a lot of the downfall or the misrepresentation of an artist from in your time and now?
Yeah, without question, without question. I mean, but don't get it twisted. I definitely feel like artists don't you know, saying negate it. Don't artists definitely help them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if artists moved a little more sharper and there was a little bit more unity as, amongst us as far as just being brothers. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of color, race, all that. Like, sincerely, like, you know, cats definitely are in hand and jewels forward. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, every new artist seems like they're doing it on their own and they feel like it's them against the world. But it really doesn't have to be like that. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty that we can do together. And they're not getting no structure from the cats before them because they feel like being old school isn't cool. But they were fortunate enough to be in the game long enough to be old school. You know what I'm saying? Like, they kind of missing the point of being around for a little while. There's plenty that they can learn from their elders, but they so busy trying to bump their head. You know what I'm saying? You know, they doing their own thing. But at the end of the day, yeah, there's plenty of misrepresentation in the game. But like I said, we don't make it any better by doing some of the things that we do or by treasuring some of the things that we treasure.
Oh, and the other thing, I mean, I don't know if a lot of y'all know that, but Black T was the first hip-hop act to appear on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, man.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
How did that feel?
Oh, that was dope. That was dope. Yo, dude got a big head, man. He got a round. I will never forget his head. That dude's head is crazy long. Yeah, but it was an honor, you know what I'm saying? Sincerely. Sincerely,
oh,
it was very much an honor, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll be fortunate enough to return one day, you know?
Yo, you was mad crazy. You said, yo.
Yeah.
Oh, you crazy. We're going to bring in the caller real quick, man, so they can go ahead and, you know, chop it up with you, man.
Oh, cool.
From the 347. What it do, fam?
Right now. I don't. Come on.
Call
us
from the 347.
Oh, you know what? I want to give a shout-out to the Urban Soul Music Group, my man, Del Powell.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Call us from the 347-776. You're live in the building with your girl, Lessie Lessons Dreads from Black Sheep. Call us from the 347.
Yep.
All right.
I call. All right, then. I guess you just want to listen. All right.
Oh, too, and I also want to let cats know, right now I'm on tour. Right now I'm in Carolina today. I'm doing this tour called the Recession Special Tour. So definitely slide by my MySpace page. I'm doing the whole country for the entire month of March. So wherever you at, you know what I'm saying, check the MySpace page, and you know what I'm saying, might be coming on right your side of town pretty soon. Definitely come out and support something real.
That's what it is. What do you feel is the hardest adversity you think you had to face, you know, being in the industry, my dude?
Adversity-wise, I mean, there's plenty of little nitpick things that go on, but at the end of the day, ultimately, I think probably just, you know, me staying in tune with myself, you know what I'm saying, and me learning how to treat myself correctly, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, ain't nothing somebody else could do if they can't really penetrate who you are and what you're about. You know what I'm saying? So, essentially, I really wouldn't, you know, say that an obstacle would be in the hands of someone else. It's for me to be able to take care of my business and be in tune with who I am so that things of that nature, you know what I'm saying, really kind of just reflect off of who I am. You know what I'm saying? I really couldn't give someone or any entity props like that. I've definitely bumped my head, you know what I'm saying, and I've definitely maybe not come out on the better side of a few situations, but, you know, but that's part of life, you know what I'm saying, sincerely. And it's not a matter of that situation. It's a matter of how you deal with that situation. That's definitive as to who you are, you know what I'm saying? So where I'm at with it, you know, I'm on the rebound from a few things, and, you know, and I'm standing well above a few other things. And basically, you know, just getting my business together and making sure that the things that I wasn't too sharp at, I'm much more in tune with today, you know what I'm saying? It's about ever evolving. So you got to keep growing. You got to keep learning. I don't care who you are, how much money you got, or how much money you don't have. You know what I'm saying? It's all about, you know, that's what life is about. You ain't going to have it all today. And, you know, and you ain't going to have it all tomorrow either. You know what I'm saying? But God will, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get where you're going.
Did you feel like the delay from you coming back out had more to play on the basically the major labels kind of basically trying to have, like, more influence on your projects and stuff like that?
I mean, what we talked about when I was out before?
Yeah.
I mean, they definitely had a little, you know what I'm saying, they definitely tried to manipulate a few situations But ideally, you know, they just businessmen trying to, and whatever they, it's not so much that they know what they're talking about, they just kind of moving towards what they think is going to make them paper. It's not really so much about the integrity of your music, but the integrity of you as an artist, they really could care less about that. Their thing is about what can we drop that's going to, you know what I'm saying, basically maximize our investment. And that's basically the bottom line. Like, when I was on Mercury Records, you know, it's like, these are the kind of lessons I learned. Like, I'm on Mercury Records. Mercury is owned by Polygram. The Polygram is owned by Phillips Light. So, essentially, I make records for Phillips Light. Ain't no executives at Phillips Light give a fuck about what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? And the bottom line is that Phillips Light is trying to see money. You know what I'm saying? From their investment with into Polygram. So, at the end of the day, I'm making this music for Mercury that's owned by Polygram, that's owned by Phillips Light. So the big boss being Phillips Light, you know what I'm saying, I can't really go to them and, you know, voice what I'm trying to do, because they don't even know how to spell hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They let alone, you know what I'm saying, care about, you know, what the needs of the hip-hop community are. And, you know, and the cats that are under, be it, you know what I'm saying, the labels, they have bosses. They, you know, it might seem, you know, they might try to present themselves like they're the boss, but these days is big business, man. Music is big business, and you'd be surprised the root of a record company. A lot of these cats run around, you know, doing this and the other, but it ain't about the music. It's about the product, you know, on a certain level. And that's reason enough for me to step away from it and do my own thing, because it's still about the music to me. That's why I got into this thing, you know?
That's the truth. Hold on real quick. Let me bring in a caller. Caller from the 347. Calling from the 347, you're live in the building with Drez and your good Lushy Lush on Lush Radio Online. What it do, fam?
Yo, what's good?
What's good, right, man?
What's real, fam?
Talk about that industry.
Say what?
Let's talk about that industry shit, you know what I mean?
All right, what you want to know, fam?
Is who really in control of the industry? That's what I want to know, like, the Jews, right, who really in control of that industry, you know what I mean?
I mean, I was trying, well, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I think it's, you know, it's a couple of heads on that monster, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, there's definitely powers that be, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I guess that would be one of them, you know what I'm saying? Like, sincerely, like, you know, there's a few different looks going on, but like I said, you know, it's all big business. So, at the end of the day, maybe you look at who owns some of the parent... Excuse me, some of the parent companies. I don't know who owns Phillips Light, but I'm pretty sure it ain't a bunch of brothers, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, at the end of the day, like that's a lot of what's going on. Universal, who, you know, like, the powers that are the CEOs, the CMOs, and the CFOs of Universal, those are probably, you know, more than likely, those might be some Jewish kids. I'm not saying that, you know, that it is or it isn't, but, you know, you might not be far off, and those would be the powers that be, you know what I'm saying? The, you know, the owners of a Viacom, the owners of a, you know, of Radio One, you know what I'm saying, or what have you. You know, those aren't brothers. Those aren't people that even care so much as we would about hip-hop, as much as making money and showing profit and, you know, and raising ratings, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not going to say that it's the Jews, but it's definitely not us.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And even more so, like, whoever the powers may be, we got to be able to deal with them. You know what I'm saying? We got to be able to speak with them, for them to understand and relate with us, and for them to be able to see our vision. We got to be able to, you know what I'm saying, take it away from the block. As much as, you know, as much as we all come from the block, we got to be so much more than the block. You know what I'm saying? As much as we all a nigga, we got to be so much more than a nigga. You know what I'm saying? For us to really be able to take advantage of what's out there. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of real stuff that go on in the world, and, you know, everybody's quick to throw the word real out. But, you know, in reality, you know what I'm saying? I might have a cat that goes to school or a dude that goes to work every day and comes home and takes care of his family, because that takes heart, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely stress everybody, you know what I'm saying, going to school, like even Obama's saying, like, you know, like a high school dropout, like, that's not acceptable no more. And that's real. If, like, if you're dealing in these days and times, you know what I'm saying, like, it's the minimal that you would be able to, you know what I'm saying, conduct yourself. And you can't You can't make chess moves if you don't know the rules. You know what I'm saying? If you on a chessboard playing, making checker moves, then you about to lose the game. And what I'm trying to say is that, you know, school is about learning the rules so that you can play the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can run out there and try to gorilla something, and we all know that how that story ends. You know what I'm saying? It's about being much more, about finessing your situation much more so and having an understanding of who you are. And you can still be just as gully with that education as you could be without it. But and that's what cats really got to see. You know what I'm saying? It's not
that's
so.
And that's a true point right there, Dredd, because a lot of these youth, I work in the high school with the students, a lot of these youth really need to hear that, especially coming
yeah,
from
And that's why I get upset with the older cats that still 15 years later still talking about a brick or 15 years later still talking about some bullshit that they really don't even walk, you know what I'm saying? They putting shorties in line for jail, but they don't even tell them how to jail or what jail consists of or what happens when they come home and got to get on that same line that they're getting off right now to go to jail, you know what I'm saying? So like, that's my beef with cats. Like, at the end of the day, like, if you really real, like, a real cat wouldn't put a shorty in line for that. And anybody that got to do that, they got to do it regardless of my words, you know what I'm saying? But you don't put shorties in line for that. And anybody that's really dealing with the street, then they don't run around in shirts that say I got it for cheap. You know what I'm saying? They do everything they can to make you think otherwise because that's not how you run the streets. You know what I'm saying? So I really need kids to really hear some different stuff and understand, like, yeah, I'm not saying that I'm the be-all and end-all, but please don't believe that these cats are for real. They fall from.
Definitely.
You know?
Call up from the 347. You got any more questions for Dredd?
Yeah, I just want to hear some of his new shit.
Ah, my dude, that's what's up. Sincerely. Yo, slide by the page, myspace.com/blacksheep, or go to iTunes, check out the album 8WM/Novocaine. Or matter of fact, you can even do something simple as YouTube. Go to YouTube, put in Black Sheep Dredd. About 15 things going to come up you ain't never heard of seen.
That's what's good.
No
yo,
doubt.
I'm going to have all this exclusive new stuff, you know what I'm saying, in the inbox, so I'll be spending that. So it's going to be crazy, so we definitely getting it in. So
oh, yeah, it's going to be good, yeah.
That's what it is. Carla, go ahead and give, you know, your shout-outs and everything. Get your plugs in, Carla.
Yo, when you going to have Bust on here, Leshy?
We going to have Ness?
Bust.
I ain't big up the Busta Bust.
Busta?
Yeah, Busta Bust.
Oh, man. Say, we working on that situation. I would love to have Busta out there. Busta, if you listening, man, I would love to have you on come through, man. That's what it is.
That's a good man.
That's what's up. Thanks, Carla, man. Shout out to Media Masters. They doing their thing, man, for real. Out of B-More, yeah.
All right.
That's what it
it's
is.
Love B-More, yo. Woo. Is the storm crazy up there? Because, I'm down in Carolina, and it's storm all the way. That storm was bananas. It's all the way down here.
Y'all don't get no snow out there in North Carolina.
No, I'm saying, well, I live in New York, but I'm on this tour right now. But, you know, they got a little bit. You know, I got a little Carolina affiliation. Anyway, big up to all my dudes in Carolina, Fayetteville, you know what I'm saying?
Smith, yeah, you got family out there still, right?
No doubt. My mom's, my sister, no doubt. Real talk.
That's what's up.
My son, my oldest son, that's what I'm with right now, my oldest son, you know what I'm saying? Just running around making it happen.
He looks just like you?
A little son. He a bigger version. Well, you know, I'm a little goat.
That's what's up. We got another caller. Caller with the block number 111. You're live in the building with your man Dredd from Black Sheep. What it do, family? Hello? 111, block caller?
I guess I don't know. Eight minutes ran out. They were like, nigga. Only had 6 minutes.
Are you stupid? Crazy, son. Yo, I did an interview with Maya. She's Maya. Her last name is long as Maya. If you listen,
Maya the Brazilianaire.
Maya that she's a wonderful singer, almost like.
Oh, Maya Atrazano.
Yes.
Yeah, she. Me and her did a joint that's on my new project. The project I'm releasing this summer is called From the Black Pool of Genius. It'll be out this August. And I did a joint with Maya Atrazano. Yeah, she's definitely dope. Dope singer.
Yeah,
big up to Maya, definitely.
Zano's definitely doing her thing, man. For
yeah,
real.
She's a grinder, for real, for real.
Yeah, and I was she was shouting you out at the interview and stuff. So
I had to
bring that up real quick, you know, so she won't.
That's
hit
love.
Me
love
again.
Is love. That's what's up. Sincerely, all right.
That's what's up. So I mean, what's the new direction for you right now, Drez? Like, you know, the new direction on this new LP, this new album that you're dropping, man. Like, what's the new direction for you?
I feel really good about it. It's like one of the best projects in Sin City. I'm working with a bunch of cats from Premier to Showbiz. I mean, just cats that I sincerely respect. My man Les from the Beat Nuts, Easy Mo B. My man, like I said, shout out my dudes, Dean One and Vitamin D, Paul, my love. Peace, fam. Yeah, you know, a bunch of cats, you know, that I'm definitely, you know, cats that I really respect, I kind of reached out to. You know what I'm saying? And there's not enough for that. You know, like, cats really don't reach out to their influences enough. Like, you know, cats are quick to be like, you know, later for the old school or whatever. But this is my word, man. Like, a lot of cats, really, we stand on their shoulders. And, you know, like, this cat's out standing on my shoulders. But you better believe I stand on the shoulders of a Just Ice or a Fearless Four. You know what I'm saying? And the advocates really don't be shouting cats like that. You don't see them at the hip-hop honors. You know what I'm saying? You don't see the cats that really put in the work at the hip-hop honors, where they'd rather have Missy, God bless her, but they'd rather have Missy there for their ratings. But, you know, but that's not real to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the kids don't know who Tito is, if they don't know who Dimples D is, you know what I'm saying? Like that's a problem. And, you know, and not even the shit on Fat Five Freddy, but if he ain't going to speak for them, then who is? You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, for real?
Oh,
like,
man.
It's bigger than what these cats is doing with it. And if ain't nobody going to speak on it, then I guess I'll speak on it, man. For real, like, it's bigger than that, man. It's bigger than what Cass is doing. And everybody like money. Don't get it twisted. But for money's sake, I don't want to lose my people. I don't want my people to lose their identity. And I don't want to lose mine. You know what I'm saying? Sincerely.
Yo, the other thing that I was saying, right, I don't know if it was just me, Drez, but, yo, the whole Black History Month, even though we black every day and we make history every day, but I feel like, you know, back in the day when you was growing up, you knew when it was Black History Month. You had the commercials on and all that stuff, and they was doing big. They made you do projects, right?
Right.
It was like, I didn't barely hear that much about it. Chris Brown and Rihanna situation.
Even though
it's a big situation, I don't believe that, you know, somebody should put a hand on women and stuff like that. But, you know, my thing is that even though it's allegedly, because we still don't really know everything that really happened, but my thing is like this, man. What's going on with the youth? Is the families, and even the people that are influential, that are leaders, man, why ain't the people not speaking out? Like, even though we got Obama in office, is that supposed to be pacifying for us? Why are we still making history every single day? Like, I feel like some people got lazy. How you feel about that, Drez?
I mean, essentially, like, we're talking about two children. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I say children, I'm saying, like, you know, they not 30, they not close to 30, they're 25. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, at the end of the day, I think of myself at 21 years old. I was a child, you know what I'm saying? And at this point in my life, you know, like, one of the mistakes that we make as a community.
Let me cut you off real quick, Drez. I'm turning 28 this month. So am I still considered a child?
Nah. You're not, sweetheart. You made the cut. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, like, yo, at the end of the day, like, yo, you know, but you got to imagine yourself at 21. You know what I'm saying? You couple of breaths off of 19. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you make us, you know, you're trying to find your way, and you'd like to say you're an adult, and especially if you make us some money, you feeling like you somewhat in control, but you really not. And a lot of the situations that you're dealing with for the very first time in your life. So that being said, you know what I'm saying, like, these are children, and yeah, the mistake that was made, allegedly, you know what I'm saying, yeah, it's a pretty big one, but that's why it's a mistake. You know what I'm saying? Like, sincerely, like, you know, like, if all mistakes were small ones, and, you know, it really wouldn't be no need to talk about it. And ideally, like, I'd like to think that both of them would, you know, become a little bit more, you know, nurtured as far as who they are and who they are as a person and who they hope to be, you know what I'm saying, and have a little bit more vision and respect for not only one another but for themselves. You know what I'm saying? And it's something I think that we all kind of got to go to through at some point. It's called just bumping your head, but it's really about how you deal with it. And not so much as harp on, you know, what happened. Harp on, you know what I'm saying, what's going on, you know, behind what happened. And, you know, like, I really can't speak on it, like, you know, because I wasn't there and I don't really know anything about it. I don't even know either one of them, you know what I'm saying? But
no, I'm not talking about the whole Rihanna and Chris Brown situation. My thing is, like, the whole about the whole Black History Month situation
I feel you on that. I do feel you on that. And on the real, us as a people got to learn how to pass tradition, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sincerely, like, the kids don't really know some of the things that we're speaking about as far as, you know, like, we only about five generations deep as Black
mm-hmm.
people allowed
mm-hmm.
to read. You know what I'm saying? Allowed to read. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So with things like that going on in our history, yeah, we're going to be a little bit behind as far as, you know, our test scores and things of that nature. But it doesn't help that in our household, you know what I'm saying, our BET or MTV is teaching us, or, you know, we learn from Chance and Real, or, you know, Flavor Flav, you know what I'm saying? Like, not to say that television is a bad thing in moderation, but kids don't read because their parents don't read. You know what I'm saying? Like what I'm saying is that things need to be passed forward. You know what I'm saying? That aren't being passed forward. And a lot of the things that we see as a people are a result of, you know what I'm saying, what we're not doing. And I feel like in Obama, I don't think that he's somebody that's here to pacify us. But it's my word. I'm seeing people believing in this dude, and it makes me proud because I honestly feel like he's here and is adamant about making a change in government and how people live with each other. So, I mean, you know, sincerely, like, you know, like,
I'm not trying to say it as if, you know, like, oh, I admire the dude and I wish him so much love and God bless him for all that he did. But
yeah, no. But I don't think it's a pacifying situation. Like, I hear you what you're saying. Like, you know, it ain't over for us as a people. We got plenty of work in front of us. You know what I'm saying? But I honestly look at him as an advocate, like, of what we got to do, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
and not even just us as a people, but everybody as a people, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
like I feel like dude is an advocate. Like, at the end of the day, he's speaking on issues that affect everyone, everyone's children, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's speaking so globally and universally, like, you know, like, he's speaking how they should have been speaking for the past 50 presidents. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, like, I'm proud of dudes, sincerely. Like, I'm glad that he's showing them something. He's showing them how they should have been forever and a day, man. Like, he's being so just thus far and so about his business and, you know, stopping the lobbying and things of that nature. Like, things that really reflect, you know, the people. You know what I'm saying? He's really being an advocate of the people. And I totally dig dude at this point. And I hope, you know, I hope that he just continues and that, you know, that God does bless this. For real, like, you know, like, no bullshit. I really, he's the first cat that made me even care who the president was.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And not even, I feel like how I feel about him. I feel like about him, if he was Spanish, white, Chinese, dude is a good dude. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, that's all it's really about. Like, you know, I know white people that are beautiful people. It's not to say, like, you know, white people are bad or Jewish people are bad. One of my best friends is Jewish. You know, like, at the end of the day, it's all about people. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I know niggas that would kill me for 50 cents. You know what I'm saying? I know other niggas that would, you know, die to give me 50 cents. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, yeah, so it's all about you being good.
The whole thing is unity, and if we ain't moving together, we ain't moving at all. No matter
what. Yeah,
life,
man. Word up. We ain't moving together. We getting left behind. Shit.
So,
better believe it.
I got another call on the line. Want to get it in. 916, you're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush. And Dre from Black Sea. What it do, family?
Man, you know what it do.
All right, what's good?
Man, I can't call it, man. What's up, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Just out here grinding it out, cuz. For real.
Straight up, man. So yeah, you know, I was listening in and listening to your political side and your perspective on the Chris Brown situation, which is good, you know what I'm saying? Now, I feel like I want to take it back over to you as an artist, man, you know what I'm saying? Cause
I feel that.
I'm trying to catch up. I didn't listen to the entire interview,
but
I ain't heard from Black Sheep in a minute, you know what I'm saying? So it was good to see you on deck, you know what I'm
saying? All right, yeah, been a little minute. Definitely glad to be on deck, too. They're ready to get up in the batter's box.
Yeah, because I'm up in the West, man, so West Coast.
Yeah, 916, so you need a sack town, right?
Straight up.
All right, I hate you. It's all love, no doubt. Big up to everybody out there, you know what I'm saying, on the West Side. Well, I got people that way too. Big up to Stockton and Modesto and Vacaville and Vallejo. You know what I'm saying? Love is love.
So, yeah, I'm originally from the Bay. That is. So when you said Vallejo, that's my area, the Bay.
Okay, that's what's up. No doubt. We probably know a couple of same people.
Straight up.
All right.
So what
but shoot, me
that,
and the
man?
Artist, man, I'm releasing a new album this August. It's called From the Black Pool of Genius. And I'm stressing cats to go by my MySpace/Black Sheep. And I check out the project I just released last year. It's called 8WM/Novocaine. You can find it anywhere online from iTunes, eMusic, Napster, wherever you buy music. But you also find out a lot of information about what's been going on with me on the MySpace page. Telling cats to definitely Google me or YouTube me, you know what I'm saying? Just put in Dres a Black Sheep and Pete what pops up for you, you know what I'm saying? Been putting in a lot of work, but very much, you know, kind of under the radar just so that, you know, when I do step out in the light, I'm standing on something that's kind of concrete, you know what I'm saying? I've just been really grinding it out, you know? So that's where my head is at, man. It's going to be a good year, I think, for everybody involved.
Yo, I just realized who that is. That's my homeboy right there. Sometimes he co-hosts with me, and he's an artist and producer. Renesee represent Hard Body from the Bay Area.
Yeah, no, I was calling in, but this today I was calling in there fan. You feel me? So,
right.
You know what I mean? And not saying that you haven't been working, because you know what I mean. I know how political the game is. You know what I'm saying? Especially with these record labels and shit like that. So I knew you had it, like you still was working. You know what I'm saying? But you know. You know the radio get the hating when you ain't signed to that major.
No doubt. But you know what though? All of that's about to change, man. Right now the majors, they losing their ass, man. They worried about how to make money. The internet is killing them. Nobody's selling records for real. Half of these cats that look like they selling records, buying their own records. Don't let them twist you up, man.
I heard about that right there. I heard that, man. I heard about that.
Don't let it twist you up. Keep doing what you do. You know what I'm saying? The people, this is my word, the people are about to speak. The people, this is going to be a year of some change, not only politically, but just period. You know what I'm saying? Well, I think we're about to take our music back, and people want to hear something different, man. It's like these days, you know, you listen to half these kids, you're a little dumber for having heard them. You know what I'm saying? It's time for something different.
Yeah, that is real spit, man.
Word up.
That's an internet radio. Internet radio's about to take over, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, man. Cats is here. It's all about movements like this, you know what I'm saying? Because it gives us an opportunity as the people to be heard, you know what I'm saying, globally. Whereas even on a label, you know what I'm saying, they kind of just letting out what they think is going to make them money. Yeah, there's a label for that, man. Like, yo, let's be for real around the board. And not to say that, you know, we're not going to make some mistakes. But it's how we deal with them, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit's going to happen. That's what life is about. All of us fall short. Ain't nobody that doesn't fall short. You know what I'm saying? But it's all about how you deal with it.
That's the truth.
Yeah,
shout
know,
out
I'm
to YBVI Radio, your boy Black Ice, Renna CZ Mac T.
Black Ice out in Philly?
No, Black Ice out in the Bay Area.
Okay. No. My dude Black Ice in Philly is my dude.
Yeah.
All right. That's love. Love is love.
I mean, I'm not trying to come on and step on nobody's toes, but you know what I mean? I mean, if you pushing, and I know you're an artist, so you pushing through each and every channel, man, I got to link you up with my boy, your boy Black Ice. That's his name, your boy Black Ice, like a big
okay.
Name, stay back, like a Tribe Called Quest.
Uh-huh.
I
like that.
With it, man. You know?
Oh, it's all love, man. Yo, this is my word. It's all about us moving together. And what we share, man, we supposed to share with everybody. It ain't no secret. It's all about love, my dude, sincerely. And ain't nobody really going to get no more than the other, man, if we moving together and playing fair.
Yeah, it's all love. Your boy Black Ice is affiliated with me, so it's all good.
There you go.
Radio shows that want to get, Dres on, do an exclusive interview with him. Just email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com, and you know what I'm saying? We can make that happen, get it cracking, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
That's what's up. Let you know that's why I worded like that, because, you know, I'm never trying to come in and step on her toes, you feel me?
All right. I know, she seemed like she might come out to the Bay and find you some shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I appreciate that, nigga. I just want to come let you know.
Nah, she know I know I stay in my lane, man.
That's love.
You know what? That's why I love all the men that I'm affiliated with, because they all respect me and I respect them, and it's all love, man.
That's how it's supposed to be, man. That's how it's supposed to be, sincerely. And even going back to, you know, like, young dude and this girl, you know what I'm saying, like nobody really knows, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, sometimes the best thing to do is just to say nothing and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, sincerely, if they love you, like, I'll be like this. I think everybody got somebody in their family, you know what I'm saying, be it a cousin, a sister, what have you, that winds up having a boyfriend that, you know, you wind up trying to intervene and this, that, and the other, and they wind up getting back together and being together forever and, you know, like, for years and years, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really can't, you know, jump into somebody's business like that. I think they probably, you know, it's unfortunate, like, those pictures came out or what have you, because now we all have an opinion. But ultimately, this is their life to live. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people have to kind of step back a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And whatever they decide is best for them, you know, ultimately, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we all have our opinion, and we all talk about what we do and what we wouldn't do, but this ain't about us. You know what I'm saying? And God bless them sincerely. Like, you know, we all make mistakes. And, you know, yeah, and that was a huge one. But God will, you know, they never make the same mistake again.
Yeah, real talk. But I still like, if you see you can run it, run it. I still like that joint, though, anyway. I'm still playing.
But on the low. And you know what's real, too? And now, you know what? Now, let me stop talking, because I'll be here starting. I'm like, you know, where was everybody when R. Kelly was coming through? Because for real, like, everybody got an opinion now, but shit, they would have taken none of R. Kelly music off. This nigga was like, you saw what happened.
Yo, like, we seen R. Kelly live on there, you know what I'm saying, posing and everything. You know what I'm saying, drip, piss, you know what I'm saying? They ain't taking your man off the joint. Man, people, you know. Right now, we're allegedly, we don't know really what went on. Who knows if there was even real pics? I mean, if it was, that was crazy.
Right.
But it is what it is.
Right. Yeah,
we're
speculating. Sincerely, we're speculating. You know what I'm saying?
I don't, this is their situation. I don't approve of bad of women or nothing like that. But at the same time, we really don't know the situation. And my thing is like this. We got bigger fish to fry, man. We got homeless people on the streets.
Without question. Yeah, at the end of the day, like, like, I'm not an advocate of it either, but I honestly do feel like both of them will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's even them dealing with the worst-case scenario. They'll be okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and God bless them. Like, you know, but you're right. There's plenty going on. That's just, you know, so much more important in our lifetime, you know, other than, you know, the mistakes of a child.
Yeah, I just hope that they just nip it in the bud and get it over and done with. And he does seek counseling, and if he did do it, and I pray for him and for Rihanna that they, you know, be able to bounce back from this, you know.
Yeah, right? Shit, where is everybody with my poppy and my mom? Shit. No, it's a joke. I'm saying, we all come from a place where, you know, you kind of see things in your lifetime. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, you know, you got to, you know, life is about you dealing with some hardship as well as the beautiful shit. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, this shit plays out in the public eye. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, we got caller from the 347. Caller from the 347. You got a question for your man Dress? Caller from the 347. 347.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Why are you talking about Chris Brown and Rihanna? You're supposed to be talking about hip hop.
Are we allowed to speak about what we want to, or you regulating
Go ahead, Jess, get her.
I'm just saying, sweetheart. I mean, you know, ideally, you know, I feel you. And you know what? I guess on a certain level, maybe the public is a little tired of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I can hear that. I understand that. I respect that. But ultimately, we grown over here, sweetheart. For real. We can talk about whatever you want to. But you know, your point was made. Any other questions?
No, I don't think so.
All right. I mean, this was up, huh?
Oh, man.
I mean, you know, I guess maybe the public is getting a little numb to it, you know?
I My hand kind of slipped up and hit the mute button. I'm sorry, but anyway. we're going to go to a quick commercial, and we're going to come back with Dredge. Dredge, stay on the line with me, man. We got one more caller. I'm gonna give them another peep of this or that. If y'all remember, man, we're gonna take you back. This or that, man. Black Sheep, man. When we come back, we're gonna talk more to you, Dredge. You know what I'm saying?
Choice is yours.
You see the stuff I deal with, Dredge, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know, hey, welcome to entertainment, baby.
Yo, live on Lush Radio Online, getting it in. You already know.
All right, no doubt.
Music connoisseurs, are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online, hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
Yeah, 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 it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down like I always do, man. I gave you that 2-for-1. We had the CEO of IndieHipHop.net for the movers and shakers, man, your man Funk Worm. And we live with your man, Drez from Black Sheep, man. We took y'all back, man. It is what it is. This or that. This or that. We going back to the line with my man, Drez. Drez, what it do, my dude?
It's lovely. Word up. L-U-V-L-E-E. It's going down for real. For real. I feel great, man. Everything is good. Like I said, get ready to release this new project this summer. Released a project last year. The cast is definitely, anybody that's heard it, got something nice to say about it. You know what I'm saying? Definitely something for the real hip-hop heads. You know what I'm saying? Mature dudes with a little sense of self. It's, yo, go by Black Sheep. I mean, MySpace/Black Sheep. Or, you know, hit me up on iTunes or E-Music, Napster, wherever. You know what I'm saying? It's all real.
That's what it is, man. Drez, man, the phone lines is lighting up, man. Let me pull this call in, man. 510, right. You're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush, and your man, Drez from Black Sheep. What it do, family?
You say 510, would that be me? Hello, hello, Mike Chen.
Yeah, 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 we out in the bay, baby. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. It's your boy, Black Ice. I was just calling in to say what's up to Drez.
All right. Love is love. That's peace.
No, I just got an email across the, you know what I'm saying, it said, Lushy,
yeah,
Lushy,
no doubt, fam, was telling me that, you know, we need to put a little something together on down the line. I'm feeling that, we spreading love.
Oh, it's all good, man. I'm just calling to say what's up and say, Lush, hey, Lush, what I got to do to get a programming schedule of the Lushy Lush Network, what I got to do? You know, you like Bob Johnson, little sister or something.
Oh, man. I got them posted around all over the internet. Sometimes I blast them out, but I'm going to definitely send you a personal one directly to your email so you can have a list of everything that I'm doing, y'all.
Yeah,
and your boy Black Ice right here is definitely one of the hottest, you know, internet radio and FM radio stations out there doing this 1-2 representing the Bay Area. And I love him to death, man. He's like my brother coming in regards to radio.
You're putting too much on it.
You better take that love, bro.
But yeah, it's all good, man. I just wanted to call in and at least be on the phone, you know, at least with Drez, man, you know. It's not very often that I get the opportunity to just, you know, be in the same space. Let me soak up some of that game right here real quick.
Love is love, my dude. Word up.
All
right, so.
You got a question for him, Ice?
You know what? I really don't, man. I just love the fact that you're still out there doing what you do because just because you're over 35 don't mean that you got to lay down.
Ah, shit. Take my word for it. You better, man, listen, you better speak to the Rolling Stones, the Beatles. I mean, shit. You hit them near 60. You know what I'm saying? Making more money than all of us put together. You know what I'm saying? Like,
let me tell you something, cuz.
What?
Out here, they, a lot of people fell for the okey-doke in the new millennium, right? But all the time in Japan and France, they really feeling that Bay Area music that the people in the Bay ain't even feeling.
Yeah. Without question, like, cats overseas is definitely checking for the real. Like, we the only ones that's really got issues with what's going on with us. You know what I'm saying? But even in other genres of music, you know what I'm saying, they embrace what we would call old school, you know what I'm saying, as being something that's seasoned and knowledgeable and something, you know what I'm saying, that's experienced and you know, tried and tested and true. Whereas, you know, like a rock and roll or, you know, say, or even country music or, you know, even R&B music, what have you, you know, saying, you get a little older in the game and you're embraced because you made it. Whereas hip-hop, you know, we kind of eat the elderly, you know what I'm saying? Maybe for eating the young eat the elderly, but, you know what I'm saying, but at the end of the day.
I'm telling you, it's a cannibalistic thing. I said that and you said that and that's the truth. It's like a
cannibalistic society. But let me put cats up on real game, for real. A young cat would aspire to be called the old school cat. You know what I'm saying? Because that means you've been doing your job. You know what I'm saying? That means you passed the 6-month trial period. That means you was there for more than a season. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know, a cat that kind of winds up with the moniker of an old school cat, yeah, that's somebody that's earned something. You know what I'm saying? He didn't come out and he wasn't there just for a summer, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't about, you know, the summer of he been doing it ever since, you know what I'm saying? And it's probably dead nice. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, us as a people kind of got to start learning a little bit from cats a little older than us. You know what I'm saying? We, like, not even in music, you know what I'm saying? We do it away from music. We turn our shoulder to cats that could teach us so much. You know what I'm saying?
I tell you what, man, I'm 38 this year. I aspire to get where you at.
Oh, love is love, my dude. Yeah, it's kind of bug being closer to 50 than to 25, but, you know, it is what it is. And like I said, man, we fortunate, man, especially not even in music, but just being black in America. Shit, you lucky to see 30. You know what I'm saying?
Word
up.
So that's it. I'm going to let you go now, man. Good talking to you. Lushy Lush and Dre's. Let me leave with this. Don't even call it don't even call it old school no more. This is about being classic.
No doubt. That's me, baby. It's like I'm at school with the flow. I make the class sick, baby.
All right. So that's it. It's your boy Black Eyed YBBI.
That's what it is.
I'm out.
All right.
That's what's up. Thanks, Will. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Definitely getting it in. Yo, Dredge is getting it in. You know, dropping jewels for the people, man. Dredge, man, you definitely. We see in the future, man.
Yo,
yeah.
I'm definitely here. I'm definitely, you know, I'm definitely about to become a force. You know what I'm saying? As far as what's presented to us. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to do my thing sincerely, and you know. Only God can stop what I'm trying to do, sincerely. I got moves to make. You're going to definitely be hearing from me, without question. Like, you know, I really made it up in my mind that, you know, it's for me to be an advocate of what I believe in at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm hearing so much other stuff, but I'm not hearing the stuff that really matters. And so I guess I'm kind of putting it on my own shoulders to, you know, to speak on things that I think are relevant. And, you know, and like I said, I'm not coming from a place where I'm better than or take my word for it. I done bumped my head. I done made more mistakes. I done seen jail bars and got all kind of scars. So, you know, I'm the same dude as everybody else, but it's like everybody's fronting right now for, you know, the purpose of being presented as a little better or a little high class or, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, I drive a little nicer car. Like, you know, on the real, that's whack, man. Sincerely, like, it's like we're selling ourselves short of what it's really about. It ain't ever been about that. Hip-hop ain't ever been about that, and as much braggadocious shit as we into, it was, you know what I'm saying, always about us unified, making moves together, you know what I'm saying, with the principles, you know what I'm saying, with the principles of, you know what I'm saying, unity and harmony, you know what I'm saying, and togetherness, having fun, you know what I'm saying, like it's always been community-based, it came from our community because we didn't have anything in our community, we pulled something out of our community, you know what I'm saying. And it's hip-hop. I heard a poet say, you take hip-hop and flip it backwards, it means people. It's people. So hip-hop has always been about the people, you know what I'm saying? But we kind of stepped away from that, you know what I'm saying, and got on some rap shit.
Yeah, that's the truth, man. We need to bring that back. And I'm glad that you're still on your grind. And people, you know what I'm saying, like Special Ed, when I interview Special Ed, he's still on his grind doing his
thing. No doubt. Big up Ed, no doubt.
He's
putting it in, no doubt.
Special Ed, you know, Master Ace, you know what I'm saying?
Ace, no doubt. No doubt.
Teddy Ted, the awesome too, man.
And you showing cats right now, this is my word, you showing cats to Philly that are dead nice, whereas, but there's a big difference than, you know, a cat, you know what I'm saying, grabbing a microphone and tearing a house down and 16 people on stage with 15 mics and you can't understand nothing nobody's saying. Like, you know, I come from a place where MCs are MCs, and they dead nice, and they hold their own, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, like, at the end of the day, I'm speaking so freely because I definitely don't fear the temperature of the climate of music right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody going to make a record about me. Ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying? Nobody going to touch me. Like, sincerely, like, whereas I'm dead nice. You'd be a fool to have me on your ass right now, sincerely, especially that I have so much to say about our state of affairs. And if you the problem, yeah, you'd be a fool to run up that ladder, sincerely. Like, I'm really standing for something. I'm here with the people, for the people, trying to make a change like Obama, sincerely. Like, yo, I see a place that we supposed to be that we not. And I'm trying to get us there. I'm trying to get myself there as well, you know?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we
word
can.
Up. Yes, we can, no doubt.
That's some real talk, man. You just dropped some real hot body jewels, man. And what are you drinking, some kind of youth elixir? Because you sure is looking good for your age, my dude.
I think, you know what I'm saying, like, that's just the lack of stress in my life right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's part of the reason why I had to walk away from the game. You know what I'm saying? Because this is my word. Like, and this is so for real. I was on top of the charts, you know what I'm saying, Billboard and all that shit. I was damn near depressed. I was so unhappy with shit that was going on in my life and just, you know, how I felt about myself. So it's not about, you know, those accolades. It's not about the money that you might have at the time. It's about who you are, and that shit doesn't make you who you are. I know plenty of cats in the game right now, multimillionaires. Man, I wouldn't trade my life for theirs no day. You know what I'm saying? They unhappy, they bitter, they don't know who their friends are. They buy every damn relationship they got. They're getting solidly extorted by their mans. Yo, come on, man. That's not what it's about, and I'm man enough to walk away from shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Word up. I don't envy. And that's stuff that people really don't know. They so quick to think that the other side of the fence is so green, you know what I'm saying? Yo, if you happy in your household, I don't care if you live in the projects, I don't care, you know what I'm saying, if you barely paid your rent this month, if you got people that care about you, if you got a family, if you got a kid that you come home to and depends on you and you holding it down, yo, on the real, you a hero of mine, man, sincerely, and that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I respect cats like a Warwick Dunn that becomes a professional player. And every year, this cat's mom got killed. She was a police officer. His mom got killed when he was young. This cat buys a single parent. He buys them a house. One single parent, he buys a house every year, fully furnished, in tribute to his mom who got killed. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Like, that's a hero of mine. Like, and that's the shit we don't hear about. You know what I'm saying? We'd rather hear about, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me started. But those are the kind of people that I'd love to be around and the type of person I'm trying to become. You know what I'm saying? Like he leads by example, and that's a personal hero of mine because those are the type of moves that we're supposed to be making as a people. You don't shine by buying a $50,000 bracelet, a $20,000 pinky ring. You shine by spending that same money on a community center or a fucking bodega and giving kids, parents, you know what I'm saying, or a daycare center. Imagine if Jay-Z had the Jay-Z daycare center where he helped single mothers raise their children. That's how you shine. You know what I'm saying? That's how you shine for generations.
Are we born from the same blood or something? Because, like, you speaking like you in my head right now. Are you in my head right now?
And you know what? And a lot of us think like this. A lot of us think like this, but ain't nobody saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? At least the ones that's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm taking it upon myself to say something. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you know, you can feel however you feel about it, but at the end of the day, I can sleep better because I feel like, you know, I'm doing my job. My job is to say something.
It's not talking the talk, it's walking the walk. And if we ain't moving together, we ain't moving at all. And, yes, you done dropped some real serious jewels, man. I'll be honored if you even just come to just get some knowledge or just give us updates, man, whenever you can, man. And whatever Lush Radio can do, myself, you know what I'm saying, to push whatever you got going, the new music, you know, I'm going to push it, you know what I'm saying, because you're a good dude. You're dropping some real jewels. Shout out to Legion of Beast, Triple on Platinum Underground, Doc Holliday, Renesse, your boy Black Ice, the whole Brooklyn, the whole New York area, fam.
Big up the Astoria Projects, the Bland Projects, all Queens for that matter. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Queens kid. And I'll big up to all my Bronx cats as well.
So shout out to Richmond here. Shout out to Flush and all y'all.
No doubt.
I'm coming up there this weekend. Pete me, anybody that's in New York, I'm gonna be up there. We doing the co-drive for the DJ that passed. So if you got intact coast and stuff like that, holla at me, email me, CEO Lush Radio Online.
Big up to my dude Chi Ali. Love you, Kat.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. We donating them coats for the homeless man in New York. We getting it in. You know
that's
what
what's up.
When
y'all bringing this stuff to the homeless, I'm gonna bring you some stuff. I got a bunch of stuff I'm trying to get rid of.
Yeah, we gonna actually be up there this weekend. But I mean, it don't stop,
I won't be
man.
Back. It don't. It really don't.
Cause I got a women's empowerment group, Street Queens the Movement. We do a show every Thursday trying to help the community. So if you still got stuff, man, we can still use it and give it to the shelters.
Cool.
And still
sounds cool. And that's what's up. That's what it's about. That's sincerely, says for real, like, that's what it's about. Like, I was just telling myself sincerely that I need to volunteer a little bit of my time to some form of a charity or some sort, be it, you know what I'm saying, like cancer, children's ward or whatever, you know what I'm saying, just to say, like, you know, ultimately, like, there's so much that we don't do and it would be so simple, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to, you know, me sitting back and watching TV for an hour and a half and blowing it out. Yo, let me go give my an hour and a half of myself to somebody that really, really, really needs it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's up. I commend you for, you know what I'm saying, for you know, announcing that on the air and, you know, and pulling people in. That's what it's about, and it don't hurt. It really don't hurt. Cats act like, you know, that like they're going to lose some brownie points or something for caring about somebody. Yo, on the real, like, ah, man, God is love, sincerely. So
yeah,
when cats run around
good.
Talking about they ain't got no love, it's like they saying they ain't got no God in them. You know what I'm saying? And that's not real. That's not reality. I got plenty of love for myself and for those around me. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
like, that's what's up.
Judge, yo, can I just first say that I'm honored and to have an icon like you and just have you on there. You just are all around real good, though. Shout out to all my, you know, Boricuas, you know what I'm saying, my Latin community in the building, E2K Magazine, you know what I'm saying, Exclusive Fashion and First, DJ Finesse, Polo, Street Queens, The Movement, Game Face, always put your Game Face on, Strictly Bump One, yo, and, man, I'm honored, man. I looked up to you, cats, for real. Like,
so love.
I God, like, I was like, I wonder how I would feel, like, you know, you getting older, you like, if I met them or if I talked to them, would I freak out, would I pass out or all that stuff? But you was an all-around good dude.
Put a little gasoline on that one. Like, we get a little unleaded on that. But yeah. Don't match on that.
Yo, but you are icon, you're all-around good dude.
That's love.
I support what you're doing. And, yo, not just here, like, yo, even if I'm in New York, I check you, I say, what's up, man? Or if I'm in the state where you at and you doing, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to holler at you,
yo,
man.
Get at me. That's what's up.
Yeah,
on the real, that's really who I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a cat that's, you know, hiding behind nobody or nothing like that. I'm very approachable, mm-hmm. dude, you know what I'm saying? And I give people what they give me, you know what I'm saying? You come at me or, you know, got love for me, I'm going to get right back to you, sincerely, you know what I'm saying? Like, wholeheartedly. That's what's up.
That's what it is. Mikas and Sukas, I got one last caller, and then we're going to wrap it up. That's going patiently. Caller, you're live in the building with Dress from Black Sheep. What's up? How you doing, sweetie?
Hello?
365. Hey, hello?
All right, what up now?
How you doing? 352?
Hello there, my true life.
Hey, hi. How you doing, Joseph?
I'm doing good. Sorry,
what's going on with you?
Not much.
352, where's that at, fam?
Hello?
Yeah,
is
can you hear?
Is that Florida, Joseph? Is that Florida?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay,
are
that's
you, are you in Florida, Joseph?
What's that?
Are you in Florida, Joseph?
In Florida, yes.
Okay.
Big up to Florida. I'll be down in Jacksonville Thursday and Miami on Friday.
Yeah, that's good.
I have a question for Dress.
Yes. What are your thoughts about the artists in hip-hop and R&B doing reality shows like T.I.'s Road to Redemption?
What are my thoughts on it?
Yes. You think this is gonna like ruin their image?
Well, I feel like this. I got asked to do three reality shows. I turned all three down. Like, I'm not a big advocate of reality television, even though it is kind of consuming. It's kind of like watching a train wreck on a certain level, in my opinion. And definitely, a lot of coonery and buffoonery is kind of infiltrated into what, you know, what they have us see, whereas a lot of it is scripted, a lot of it is not as, you know, improvised as they want us to think it is. A lot of it is totally done for, you know, ratings. They put people that don't get along together because they really, you know, they're trying to, people that don't get along, opposite sex, and a lot of alcohol. I mean, it's, you know, it's very sensationalized. So for that reason, you know, not a big fan of it, but, you know, am I up on it and kind of aware of it? Yeah. Do I watch it on occasion? Yeah, I do. You know, I was kind of guilty, but I'm kind of pushing myself away from it because at the end of the day, it's almost a waste of time. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it has become like a new form of the corporations making huge money without having to pay anybody any kind of money, any kind of residuals, and you know, I mean, it's not good. It's not good for industry. It's almost like what's going on with hip hop, with the music right now. It's kind of cookie cutter. It's kind of thin. You know what I'm saying? And everybody except the creator is making money.
Hey, y'all, sorry to interrupt, but due to the fact that we kind of went over time, you know, Switchboard is done. So we just got to wrap it up real quick. Joseph, thanks for the question, and we love you on Lush Radio. You were a faithful caller. We love you to death. And Dres, you my dude. I'm going to
Lush, love is love. For real. Stay in touch, sis.
I'm going to hit you on the flip side after the, you know, we wrap this up. And yo, last but not least, tell them where to hit you up at, man. So get at me.
MySpace.com/blacksheep. But I want you to do a little homework. Definitely Google me, Dres Black Sheep. Definitely you put me up on YouTube, Dres Black Sheep. Got some real cool stuff. I shot a couple of videos on the under this year. I did something for the Obama campaign that is amazing called Taste's Choice. I got plenty of stuff for cats to be checking into if you're interested. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to beat you over the head, you know what I'm saying, pull out a gun and make you do nothing, but if you into real hip hop and stuff that something of substance, then I'm definitely one of the cats you're looking for.
That's what it is, man. This your girl Lushy Lush bringing real hip hop, real music, you know, just support independent entrepreneurs and business owners in the game, man. It's your girl Lushy Lush, the people's voice. I don't do it for me, I do it for the people. We get in, we had the man Funk Worm, CEO of IndieHipHop.net. We had your man Dres from Black Sheep, man. All love is love, and ain't nobody tell you they love you today. I love you. We went from the blocks to www. It's a digital hustle, baby. Stamped by Vintage Beach, Billy Blast, and we out. Your girl, Lushy Lush. Let's get it popping.
That's what's up. Peace, y'all.